Has Essentia Health seen an increase in cold-related illnesses like frostbite during our frigid temperatures?
So typically, when we do see temperatures get this low, yes, we will frequently see increased visits for things like frostbite, frostnip, other weather-related injuries or illnesses. So yeah, we certainly do see that. And with the temperatures getting as cold as they're expected to get here coming up, it would not surprise me if we see some of those instances, unfortunately.
Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki has a forecast saying we won't see highs above the negatives from Thursday through Sunday. So how long could it take for frostbite or frost nip to form on exposed skin in weather like that?
Yeah, when we see temperatures, well below zero, it doesn't take long. It can take within minutes. We can see fairly severe frostbite injuries. So please make sure you're prepared, wearing appropriate clothing, appropriate protective gear, and are prepared for these conditions.
So you mentioned frostnip. I'm not really familiar with that. So can you explain to me and my listeners what that is?
Yeah, kind of frostnip is a milder form of cold exposure injury. Typically that tissue injury is reversible. So, as long as you can get that tissue rewarmed relatively quickly, you're going to have preservation of the tissue. You're not going to lose any of your tissue. Frostbite is a more severe form where you do have some irreversible damage that can be quite severe, unfortunately, in some circumstances.
So what are the symptoms of illnesses like frostbite and frostnip?
Yeah, so early on, typically you'll start having things like numbness or clumsiness of an area of the body. As time goes on, if we don't get that tissue or don't get you into a warm environment, then you're gonna lose function and eventually start losing viability of that part of the body. More worrisome process. Another worrisome process would be if, hypothermia due to cold exposure. When temperatures are this cold, you certainly could be prone to hypothermia, especially if you're not prepared for the conditions. So early signs, shivering, confusion, altered mental status, or, kind of becoming lethargic are certainly signs that you need to get to a warm environment and get warmed up.
Could the cold we're experiencing also lead to breathing issues or respiratory illnesses?
So that's a good question. So certainly some cold could trigger some people that are prone to things like bronchospasm to run into some issues. So certainly, people that have asthma or other kind of reactive airway disease, we could see some exacerbations due to the cold weather. So we also know during the winter months is when we typically see our respiratory viruses circulating. And unfortunately, this is we're seeing that again this year. We're seeing plenty of influenza. I've been seeing COVID positive tests recently pop up. So those are certainly prevalent, which is not uncommon for this time of the year.
I know plenty of people who like to run and bike no matter the conditions, but is it still dangerous to exercise in weather like that? Because people might think, I'm exercising, my heart is pumping, so do I still even have the danger of becoming so cold I might get ill?
Good question. I think, from a exposure to, frostnip, frostbite, those kind of things, as long as you're properly dressed and prepared, I'm not overly concerned. I think it's always a good idea to make sure someone knows of your plans so that, you have a buddy or have someone looking out for you to make sure you come home when you're planning to and those kind of things. As far as, respiratory viral type things, exercising or doing those activities outside aren't going to necessarily put you at any increased risk for that. People should feel free to continue exercising. Just be mindful of the conditions and prepare and dress appropriately. Stay well hydrated. Good hydration is an important factor for avoiding frostbite. So just as long as you're prepared for conditions, I think it's okay to go ahead with your usual routines.
So with those preparations, how should people prepare for heading out in the cold? Because it has to be more than just, okay, I'm going to put more layers on.
Layers are helpful, but make sure, you know, all the areas that could be exposed to the elements are protected. So good fitting hats, gloves, scarves, things you need to protect the skin from frostbite. There can be even cases of, you know, if there's high winds or extremely cold temperatures, there can be even cases of corneal frostbite. So protecting the eyes can even be important. So, just make sure make sure the clothing's appropriate. Layers certainly can be helpful. You want to have, clothes that are appropriately fitting, in nothing that's, you know, overly tight or constricting, because that could certainly cause some issues with perfusion or blood flow to the portion of the body. So loose fitting clothes, clothes that are dry. You don't want to be in anything that's moist or wet when you get out in those cold temperatures, because that could increase the risk of tissue injury as well.
Before I let you go, is there any question I didn't ask, something that you have to bring up that I didn't mention?
I think, you know, travel, I think it's always important to make sure that if you're traveling, you know, have check the road conditions ahead of time, make sure that you have a emergency kit in your vehicle, so that you can, you know, stay safe if you do happen to get stranded can safely wait for help to come. You know, have a cell phone that's well charged before heading out. You know, other health related items, I guess, you know, this time of year, there is a lot less sunlight and there are, associations with seasonal affective disorder. So trying to stay healthy, still trying to get some exposure to sunlight, is important for our mental health and our mood. So, there are other, effects at this time of year too, that we need to be mindful of.
That's a good point. And when you said check the roads, you can check out North Dakota travel conditions at travel.dot.nd.gov and Minnesota road conditions at 511mn.org. Dr. Chris Anderson, thanks for joining me and sharing some good tips.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.